WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Simone Rios, WBUR reporter, welcome back to The Common.
Good to be back, sir.
Good to have you back, Simone. So, Simone, you're from Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, do you think the state is kind of weird when it comes to laws about alcohol?
I mean, I think it's less weird now in 2023 than it was when I was growing up and a teenager or coming of age. I always kind of thought that it was a contradiction that weed was illegal while alcohol was not. But now that's not the case. It was also somewhat weird that we did not allow alcohol sales on Sundays until less than 20 years ago, actually. So it's less weird now in terms of, you know, alcohol sales and traditions in Massachusetts than when I was a kid. But I'll say that with a caveat. Try to wrap your head around the state's liquor laws and liquor distribution laws, and weird might be a good word for them. I mean, if you start to try and understand from a blank slate what the state's liquor laws are, the rules and regulations around what can be sold, when, who gets the authority, whether there can be happy hour in the state, who gets to distribute booze and in what county, it gets very confusing quickly.
Okay. See, I ask you that because as part of your reporting for WBUR's Field Guide to Boston series, you wrote a piece about why the laws and the regulations around alcohol in a state can be a little hard to understand. Did you have some sort of hypothesis for why this was when you got this assignment?
Well, I don't think you could call it a hypothesis. It wasn't so dignified. It was more like the conventional wisdom around why we have, you know, these rules around liquor sales in Massachusetts. So growing up until almost 20 years ago, you couldn't buy booze in the state on Sunday. So you'd have to go to New Hampshire. That was a common thing. But yeah, I always thought that it was the Puritans, our colonial English forefathers, the people who first colonized the Boston area, who were these teetotalers who didn't drink. It turns out they totally drank. they were all about it. What the Blue Laws were really about was preventing people from working on the Christian Sabbath on Sundays. And that also pertained to liquor laws or the sale of liquor.
So, Simone, you mentioned Blue Laws. What are the Blue Laws?
Yeah, so this is really interesting. I mean, again, like, The conventional wisdom that I had growing up was that the Blue Laws were about the liquor laws. But it turns out, again, it's really more about the prohibition of working on Sundays, which, by the way, is still in place. Like, the default for any kind of business in Massachusetts is that you cannot work on Sundays. There's a huge array of exceptions to that. So journalists like us, we can work on Sundays. But factories, for example, unless they have a special permit to open on Sundays, cannot operate. But going back to the Puritans, so they had this whole system of social control, legal social control, that was known as the Blue Laws. And they first applied to growing tobacco, which wasn't very successful because Puritans and also pilgrims really liked smoking tobacco. So there were laws against it, didn't work very well. But there was this great book that I found that was written at the height of anti-alcohol hysteria and the prohibition of alcohol, called Ye Olden Blue Laws by Gustavus Myers, right? So he wrote that the Blue Laws from colonial New England mandated what you could and couldn't wear. So, like, no golden threads or embroideries or even slashed sleeves, which was apparently, like, high fashion in England at the time, and the Puritans were not cool with slashed sleeves. and then, it, you know, there was stuff about blasphemy, what you could and couldn't say regarding the gospel. But the real gist of the Blue Laws was about not working on Sundays.
Okay, so now explain to us how the Blue Laws influenced some of the laws we see now as it pertains to alcohol in the state.
Yeah. So the Puritans actually banned alcohol sales on Sundays, the Sabbath, but they banned everything else too. You know, Peter Drummy is the chief historian at the Mass Historical Society. He told WBUR a little while back that that the Blue Laws weren't about drinking, but about public drinking. And he said one of the original Blue Laws was a price control. So you couldn't be charged too much for a drink when you went to a tavern. Imagine having something like that today. But yeah, it seems like the prohibition of alcohol sales, you know, wasn't about alcohol necessarily, but about any kind of business on the Sabbath. And, you know, fast forward four centuries, Massachusetts finally allowed Sunday retail sales, which were banned, I believe, since Puritan days, from taking place. That was in 1983. The ban on alcohol sales remained intact. That was finally lifted in 2004.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back with more from Simone Rios. Okay, so let's bring it to today, right? I can go to a grocery store and get a six pack.
Okay.
But not
I'm glad
every
you can.
Grocery store, right?
Right.
Not every single grocery store. But like you have some places that can sell beer and wine, right? But that's all they can sell. And then you have some places that can sell liquor, right? Why are there those limitations?
Right. So this is where it gets really confusing. First of all, let's break down. There are three different kinds of liquor licenses in Massachusetts. There's a pour license, pour, P-O-U-R.
Pour.
A one-day license. So if you're going to do an event, for example, you get a one-day license. And then package store licenses for liquor stores, supermarkets, and bodegas, or convenience stores. So as for alcohol retail, you can sell 363 days a year. Christmas and Thanksgiving are prohibited. Rob Mellion of the Mass Package Stores Association told me that most retailers are okay with this. I think Walmart and some food stores want to be able to sell on Thanksgiving and Christmas, but for the most part, nobody's calling for that change.
Right.
But going back to your question about what grocery stores and bodegas can sell, that's actually defined by the town or the municipality. Rob Mellion told me that, for example, a given city might have 30 liquor licenses, and the town sits down and says, we want half of them to include all types of liquor and half of them to be for just beer and wine. So that's why it can be so confusing to try and understand how liquor sales work in Massachusetts, because it's different in every community.
All right. Now, here's a big one, Simone.
Okay.
Happy hour.
Happy
hour.
Something we haven't had for a long time in
Massachusetts. Yeah. You know, happy hour is illegal in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
So this goes back to the early 80s. We probably don't remember that time, me and you, but
yeah.
There was a very strong movement against drunk driving in the early 80s. And specifically in 1983, there was a tragic death that took place in Braintree. At an old restaurant called the Ground Round, which used to be a lot more common around here. It involved this young woman who had way too much to drink after winning free alcohol during a Name That Tune contest. So after leaving the bar, she drove off and dragged her friend to death under the car. And that led to a number of calls to end happy hour in Massachusetts. And that's exactly what happened. So there have been calls to bring back happy hour over the last 40 years, but they haven't been popular enough to go through. My understanding too, I asked Rob Mellion from the Package Store Association about it. And he says that many bar owners are against the idea because of the liability associated with happy hour, and bringing back happy hour it would make insurance rates go through the roof. And so it does not seem to be a very popular idea to bring happy hour back to Massachusetts.
So, Simone, to bring it back to where we started, the Puritans are not totally to blame for our alcohol laws, right?
Yeah. So in doing this piece, I realized that the Puritans might not have been as puritanical as we thought. They can be blamed for a lot of things, good and bad, in Massachusetts. But our former prohibition on Sunday alcohol sales wasn't entirely their fault.
Well, Simone, thank you so much for coming through to The Common and sharing your work with us. This has been very interesting, as always.
All right, Daryl. Thanks for having me.
That's WBUR reporter Simone Rios. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you want to check out more of WBUR's Field Guide reporting, which covers all kinds of aspects of living in the Boston area, including stuff like this story here, head on over to wbur.org/fieldguide. And if you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.